Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin. We are on Kuf Samach Tes Amabez, four lines to the bottom. We are on Daf Kuf Ayin in the last week here at Paraket Pashut, and we start off with a sugya that we have discussed already a couple months ago on Daf Ayin Zayin, and that is the sugya of Osios Niknos B'Mesira. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, someone who has a claim, and he says he has a choice. He has a shtar to defend himself, or he has a chazaka to defend himself. What's the case? There's some type of case where somebody is on a piece of land. We'll have to see exactly what the case is. And there is a ma'arer. Someone is complaining and saying, no, that's my land. Get off my land. So the person says, no. I have a shtar that says, Pashtus, you sold it to me, or you gave it to me, and I have a chazaka. What does chazaka here mean? That is unclear. Maybe it means cheskas gimel shanim. Maybe it means that he's been there for 3 years. Maybe it means that he did a kinyan chazaka on it. That is not clear. The Ritva says here, depending on one of the five pshatim that we're going to give of this machlokes, that will determine what the word chazaka means here in our context. We just don't know yet. Says the Ritva, v'hashta lo izbarerlon hay chazaka. We don't know im hi cheskas kinyin dina'al gadar uparatz. Is it the cheskas kinyin, meaning kinyin chazaka? Remember, that's what we discussed at length in cheska, in the third parak. The first half of the parak was all about cheskas gimel shanim. The second half of the parak was about kinyin chazaka, doing an act of propriety, you know, digging or putting up a fence or living, or as the language of the Magen Mishnah was in Ilchus Bechira, kederach shehabaylim osim, like an owner does, whatever an owner does. That's the kinyin chazaka. So here, is it talking about that type of kinyin? V'kayotzi bo, o cheskas raya. Or does it mean chazaka cheskas gimel shanim? That is not clear when we have the case. That's why there are so many different pshatim, as we'll see in the Gemara, of what chazaka means as well. The Rashbam also notes here that what exactly is the shita of each one is unclear. So again, let's read it. Habal lidon b'shtar b'chazaka. Nidon b'shtar divrei Rebbe. First opinion, Rebbe says, if they say you have to, that he has a shtar, you have to bring the shtar. The shtar is more clear, is a better birur than just the chazaka. A chazaka might mean we still don't know, but you know what? We'll go by the chazaka, while shtar is more definitive, and therefore Rebbe says you have to bring the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, bechazaka. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, bechazaka. What does that mean, bechazaka? So the Rashbam already quotes two different opinions, what the girsa is. But again, that's going to be determined based on what the pshat is of the machlokes. Does Reb Shimon Gamliel mean even with chazaka or only with chazaka? Right? That is not clear. He just says the words bechazaka. So what is his shita? Says the Rashbam, six lines up from the bottom. Lefi pirish ha'amoram shalafaneinu, yesh mehem shetzarach lefaresh, l'reb shimid deka'amar bechazaka velo bishtar. One opinion says it's dafka chazaka. Wow, so you might say chazaka is better than shtar, and you have to do chazaka. And some, based on their opinion, have to explain af bechazaka. It means you could even get away with chazaka by proving the chazaka of a kol shekein b'shtar. But surely shtar would be effective. Hilkach mashkasa b'svarim bechazaka v'lo b'shtar ema af bechazaka nira delo garsin onlay. So two different gersos in the Gemara. Again, both of those questions. What does the word chazaka mean, and what girsa do you have? For is it even or only chazaka? That will be determined based on what the machlokas is, based on as we will see. So it's interesting here that Rebbe is arguing on Reb Shimon Gamliel, who happens to be his father. Right? We have this machlokas here. So is that common that Rebbe is arguing with Reb Shimon Gamliel? Not so common to have a machlokas, mamish, in a Mishnah or in a Brisa between a father and a son. Sometimes we have stories in the Gemara where children argued on their father, but to have mamish, a Mishnah or a Brisa, that is unusual. Tosfos points out how this is unusual. If you look at Tosfos at the beginning of Metzia, on Dav Dalin, he talks about Talmud and Rebbe, right? Not as much as father and son. He says there, the Rash Avagav, the Shimon Elazar, Haya Talmido Shabbi Akiva, Ein Lachush Mashacholik Imo. Don't be choshish of what he argues with him. Vehuskar Kodem, and I mentioned before, the Ke'ein Zem Matzino Lekaman Shtayim Adukin Bishtar, the Palig Rebbe Imrav Shimon Gamliel Aviv. Right, so you find that if a Talmud and a Rebbe, so as you find that, that's the example given by Tosfos in Bav Metzia Daf Dalid, Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe arguing, and that is exactly what we have here: the machlokas of Nidon Bishtar or Nidon Bechazaka. So, what exactly is this machlokas about? Shtara Chazaka. So the first suggestion is where we ended off Shir yesterday. Right? What is it? My Kamiflagi, Kiyasa, Ravdimi, Amar, but Osios, Niknos, Bimisira, Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is about Osios, Niknos, Bimisira. What does Osios, Niknos, Bimisira mean? As we said, somebody has a shtar, we'll go with the Rashbam's pshat, and that's how most assume. And by the way, I didn't mention it at the beginning of the Shir, but again, this week's worth of Shiurim are Zachus, Lerfuah Shalema, Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivka Batya, the beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community, sponsored by the Nussbaum family. Again, we thank them for the sponsorship, and we wish Refor Shalema to Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Okay, so the first shot of the Machlokas is Osios Niknos Bimisira. I have a piece of land, but I don't say that it was sold to me in the normal way. I'm on a piece of land, and I know Shimon bought it from Reuven, normally. And now, I could have bought it from Reuven Shimon in the normal way. I could have done a kinyan on it, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. Those are the three ways, as we know in the Mishnah, in Maseches Kiddushin, how I bought a piece of land. But I didn't do that. He didn't give me a shtar with a new deed that says he sold it to me. But he gives me, Shimon, who bought it from Reuven, gives me the shtar that says Reuven sold it to him. And now I'm holding that shtar. So, is that good enough to sell for the land? That's the machlokas here, according to the Rashbam, of Osios Niknos Bimisira. Can the letters, and what's symbolized by the letters, meaning the piece of land, can I acquire that just by holding on to this piece of paper, just by holding on to the document? That's the question, machlokas here. So when Rebbe says, Nida b'shtar, it means shtar is good enough. Right? Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, not shtar. Osios are not Niknos Bimisira. He's saying, not shtar, only chazaka. So that is the first shot given in the Gemara. If you look at the Rashbam, he also explains it. What's the case? Three lines from the bottom in the Rashbam. Vachi kamar, habali don b'shtar b'chazaka, v'toen Reuven, k'neged hama'ar'er, sada zushalihi, it's my field, shari shimon shekna'o me'levi, masar lo shtar mechira, hakasa b'shmo, shimon has a shtar mechira with his name on it, v'kanisi asada b'misiris ashtar, ki'ilu nechta b'shmi. And I was calling the shtar as if it was nechtav, as if it was written to me. V'gam hechzakti basada shaloshanim. And I also did a kiddi chazaka, cheses gimel shanim. So Rebbe says, shtar is fine. V'idei shtar shebasalo alokeach, kanui lo asada, to osios tikkas b'besira, and you don't need the eidei chazaka of cheskas gimel shanim. That is Rebbe Shita. How exactly does that work? It doesn't have his name on it. It has Shimon's name on it. So when Hashem was thinking about it, how does it work that Levi is holding the shtar? So if Soloveitchik has in one of his yardside shiurim, among other, obviously many other achronim talk about this before it also, but he says that's the magic, based on Rishonim, that's the magic of a shtar, that's the power of a shtar. A shtar talks. When a Baal HaShtar, when there's what's called Tfisas Baal HaShtar, when the Baal HaShtar is holding the shtar says, I am kosher. The Edom are kosher. Midaraisa. Before Kiyim Shtaris. And it hasn't been paid up yet. That everything is good. So whoever is that Baal HaShtar is the one that has the power that it talks for. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe, of Osios Niknos Bimisira. Because now Levi is holding the Shtar talks for him. Even though it does not have his name on it. That is Shitas Rebbe. The magic of a shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, Ein Osios Niknos Bimisira. So says the Gemara, so Reb Shimon Gamliel would say, Osios are not Niknos Bimisira. Rebbe Savar, Osios Niknos Bimisira. And Rebbe says, no, Osios are Niknos Bimisira. Why does Reb Shimon Gamliel reject that? Why does he say, Ein Osios Niknos Bimisira? Because you don't have this magic. It doesn't say your name on it. It's not going to work. And therefore, in our case, where he says he has a shtar and he has a chazaka, he has to bring the Eidei Chazaka. He has to bring the witnesses that said that he was living on the land for 3 years after the person said, go be Kona. Hilkach, says the top of the Rashbam. Tzarech Eidei Chazaka. Tekiva to Amar Le'idach, Le'chazeku Kni. Once the other person says, go be Kona this land. V'yeshlo Eidim, Shehechzik Ba, and there are Eidim, Tekana, Tekaka Nikres, Bekesa, Moshtar, Mechira, Umatana, Obe Chazaka. And that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying here, according to this pshat, Bechazaka and not Bishtar. Good. The Yad Ramah has a Ha'ara here, where he says, it's interesting, we just said that, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the shtar is useless. Right? The shtar is not a shtar for Levi, Osios Niknos, not Niknos Bimisira, and therefore the shtar is Ki'ilu, it's not there. So what's that, says the Yad Ramah? If the shtar is not there, so he's saying, I have Chazaka, but how was he Kona? I have Cheskes Gibel Shanim, but as we learned, Cheskes Gibel Shanim is always a Chazaka Sheyeshi Matayna. There's an explanation of how you got it. So this person said, I got it through the shtar, and now I did a chesed gibel shanim on it. But now we know the shtar is useless. So if the shtar is useless, it says kilu she'eino, so what's the taina? What's the explanation how he got this land? He says, I bought it through the shtar, and now there is no shtar. So even though he has kinyi chazaka, so how does that work? So it says the Yad Ramah, it must be that even if once a person has cheskas gimel shanim, and he says he did it with a shtar, it must be, we assume he also did some other type of chazaka. Says the Yad Ramah, afilu hachi shamin an mina, this is an ost sadi hey, shamin an mina, afilu manda amar ein os yosikas bevesira, even if we, according to that manda amar of Shubba Gamliel, excuse me, demanda achal la ara shani chesvan zavna, and he says that he bought it, and even if he doesn't say, I had a star and it was lost. I mean, if he lost a star, what if he says, I never had a star? That's basically what he's saying here. Because the star that he said he had is halachically not valid. So how do we interpret his words here? Still, says the Arama, lo amrinon, ki mahanya chazaka hecha de'ikolamemar shtara havili v'irkas. The cheskas gimel shanim only works where we could somehow say he had a star and it got lost. As we learned back at the beginning of Cheska Sabatim. Ella afagav delozav in mine bishtara. Even if he didn't buy it through a star, kivan de ta'in de zavna mine, bechad me anpe hakna'a. Since he says he bought it some way with one of the darche kinyanim, de mahani bizvini, mahani lechazaka. Without fully explaining it. To ha ha ha, because here you see, to lamad, kimad lesa dummy. It's as if it's not there. The ihu nami lo katoa dizi mahanyulei chazaka. It's still the chazaka works. He doesn't explain it. He just says, so you see it works. So you have to say we somehow reinterpret his words. We give him the power. The cheskas gimel shanim has power even more than he himself says he has. As long as he says I was kona it, and as long as he says he has cheskas gimel shanim, even if the kinyan that he says he did is no good, but Cheskas Lubashanim seems to have like a power of its own, even beyond the literal claim, and we could reinterpret it as there were other kinyanim involved. Have the Cheskas Lubashanim work for him. Okay, either way, this is Flokas Rebbe and Rebbe Shiva Gamliel. It's about Osios, Niknos. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara. Amar le'abaya, third line. Imkain plugta lidemar. Imkain says Abaya. But 1 second, if you remember the end of yesterday's shir, plugta lidemar. We interpreted Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's shita. What did Reb Shimon ben Gamliel say back in the brisa? If somebody gives a matana to their friend and they just gave back the shtar matana, the matana reverts back to the giver. So what do we say the svara was? So first we said, oh, maybe it's because it's like a tanai. I give you a matana, almanas, that as long as you're holding on to the shtar. But as long as, you know, if you don't have the shtar anymore, you give it back to me, it's no longer yours. So the Gemara says, that really doesn't work, because what if he loses the shtar? What if it's stolen? So the Gemara says, oh, it must be osios niknos b'mesira. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one that says, when you give the shtar matana back, the matana reverts back. So he's the one that says, osios niknos b'mesira. Ask Sabaya to Rav Dimi, so how could you suggest now that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, osios are not niknos b'mesira? Right, it's exactly against how we explained the previous brisa. So are you arguing with Rabba? Mar here is Rabba. Are you arguing with Rabba's interpretation of that brisa? That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds osios, ain't osios niknos b'mesira? Right, you're going to have to give a different shot of that brisa. So Amar Lei, v'tiflu. Abaya says, oh, Rav Dimi says, okay, I'll argue. I'll argue with the pshat. I'm not just saying that there's a stira, but there's no other explanation to that brisa other than what Rabba said. Right? We tried a different pshat and it didn't work. So the only pshat of that previous brisa of the matana going back is by giving back the shtar and osios niknos b'mesira. So not only is it a stira, but you wouldn't have any other interpretation of that brisa. So v'yim gain kasha de Reb Shimon Gamliel ad Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So therefore there's a stira here, if that's the only case of the pshat of the brisa, and therefore we're stuck. So Abaya says to Rav Dimi, I don't think that's the pshat of this brisa here, so it's not so ser the previous brisa. So what's the case? Ella Amar Abaya, pshat number 2, we're going to have 5 pshatim of what the machlokas is. This is number 2. Ella Amar Abaya, hach bayaskinan, kigon, shenimsa echan mayan karav apasol. There's a shtar, and he has a regular shtar mechira. And he says, again, he has a shtar and he has chazaka. So the problem is, one of the edim in the shtar was a carver or a pasul. That's the question. If there are five different Edim, and we see the first few are Krovim, so that we saw a couple of days ago, if you remember, we had the sugya of Mil'uhu Krovim. And if it was clear that they were only filled in to fill in the dead space of the shtar, so then we say it is considered kosher, because we say that it was there for a reason, right? Milu Krovim, that's what we saw back on Daf Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara said, Hayu arba of a chamisha edim chasumen al ashtar. There are four or five witnesses on the shtar, and one of them is a Karvo Apostle, Tiskai Meis Bashar. It's okay. And the Gemara gave the mashal of the sukkah, of the schach, right? Because sometimes empty space is worse than puzzle items that you need. So here too, empty space would be a problem, but if you filled it in with krovim, it would be okay. But here, let's say you only have two witnesses, and one of them is found to be a karv or a puzzle. So, machlokes, between Rav Shmuel Gamliel and Rebbe, what is that based on? Whether everything going on here is through the Eidim Chasumin, Ubiplukted Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Lazar Kamiflagi. And the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. Who say what? Rabbi Sabalak Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi, who says that the shtar is kosher, holds like Rabbi Lazar, who holds the Amar Eide Mesira Karsi, made famous in Mesechas Gittin. Eide Mesira, the Eidim that witnessed the shtar being given over, are the key. And therefore, even though there's a shtar here that has an aid in it, that is puzzle, Rebbe says it's okay, Eidim Mesira Karsi, and therefore, you bring the Eidim Mesira. So you're not even relying on the Eidim Chasumin. So therefore, you can't say it's ruined because you don't even need those Eidim. You don't need those to one's puzzle. Okay, great, but I'm bringing the Eidim Mesira. And he has to bring the Eidim Mesira, as the Rashbam explains here. V'nipsa get kosher b'ksiva below Eidim. I'm right in the middle of the Rashbam. Elashi moser lishto liskarish b'fnei Eidim. You have to give it in front of the Eidim to get. Toksiva kasav la b'ksiva lachud below chasim ha'ayri. As is discussed at length in Mesechas Gittin, v'kasav is the important verb for Rabbi Lazar. V'kasav means that the ikar is not the chasima, just the Eidim have to witness it. And v'hachanami ki'ilu ein Eidim b'shtar dami. It's as if there are no Eidim. Hilkach nidam b'shtar below Eidim chazaka. And meaning, says the Rashbam, Yavi Eidim Shenechtav V'Nimsar Lo Bifneim. You bring the Eidim Mesira, and therefore it would work, and therefore you could use the Shtar, because, okay, the Shtar doesn't have Eidim Chasumin, that's okay. That is Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Shiva Gamliel, Sak Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shiva Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir. No, that hold the Amar Eidim, the signatures are the mechanism, how this, it would be possible according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because he holds like every mayor of Eide Chasima Karsi. There is so much to talk about Eide Mesira de Chasima. Again, it hasn't come up in a while. Let's just mention one or two points to refresh our memories for that sugya, because this is about shtaras, and this is the parak about shtaras, so we have to try to talk about or touch on all the main topics in the world of shtaras. First of all, many point out that this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar is by shtare kinyan, not by shtare raya. By shtare raya, you obviously need Eidim Chasumin. If the whole point is that this shtar is going to be a raya for something in 10 years from now, you have to have the Eidim signed in the shtar in order to prove that whatever is written in the shtar is correct. So the whole machlokes here is not about that. Rav Shechter writes this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Chaf Gimel, Nechelku Tanoim, Eidim Esire De Chasima, V'nira Pashut. Doesn't even quote a raya. The Vishtare Raya Loshaya Klau Leos Machlokes. By Shtare Raya, there's no Machlokes here. Well, I together Shtar Raya. Hainu, what is the definition of a Shtar Raya? O Edus Bichsav Midas HaMeschayev, O Raya Bichsav Midas HaMeschayev. This Shtar is going to prove that whatever happened. Upshita Dim Lo Yachtemu Ha'edim Al Ashtar, El Arakshi Nochak Mishas Mesiraso, then how could the Shtar be a Raya if there are no Edim in the Shtar? So the whole machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar is only by shtarei kinyan and not shtarei raya, which is, by the way, why Shechter explains that the chumrah that some have, probably over the last 5-10 years, of having the Eidim witness the giving over the ksuba under the chuppah, from the chasa to the kala, he doesn't understand it. Because the ksuba is a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan. It's not a shtar kinyan. A woman is nicknamed through the ring. Right, haraya mukudeshesli. The ksuba is a shtar raya on the chiyuvim that the husband already accepted earlier by the chasin stish, by doing the kinyan, the kanina minei. So if it's a shtar raya, then there's no issue of mesira. There's no issue of needing edi mesira. Right, it's just that the woman has it. The kinyan is already done earlier by the chasin stish, if it's signed there, or whatever. The minhag of Eretz Yisrael, some places, it's be signed under the chuppah. But either way, it's a shtar raya. the ksuba, not a shtar kinyan. So the whole issue of eidim misiva de chasima does not apply to a shtar raya, only to a shtar kinyan. Okay. But anyways, it says the says here in the Eretz Tzvi. So the whole machlokas by a shtar raya, everybody would agree the chasima. But call a machlokas, or we may have verbal laws, or end up a shtare kinyan. Right, it's by shtar kinyan, and the question in machlokas between them is how does a shtar kinyan work, and how close is a shtar kinyan to a shtar raya? According to Rabbi Meir, who says ede chasima karsi, it's not so far. The question is how does a shtar kinyan work? A shtar kinyan works through ede chasima. What does that mean? If there is a tfisas bala shtar, if the woman, if the buyer is holding a shtar with a raya in that shtar, because that's what Eidim Chasumin are, that itself is the kinyan. That itself. Klomar, together ha'inyan, dishtar kinyan, hainu, sha'al yidei zeh, sha'ha ish matvis raya, bishtar, biyad ha'isha, shehi ishto, the fact that a man gives over the shtar raya in his woman, in his wife's hands, the get, chalim, or a kiddushin, chalim ha'kiddushin u'mishave adavar, shehi miskadesh as he love. The mesira of the shtar raya, the fact that now she is holding the raya, that itself is the kinyan. Right? That's why, because eidei chasimim are working through a kinyan also. Or eidei shehabal matas raya b'shtar b'yadishto shimugureshes es bimanu chalam agerishin. That's by shtar kiddushin or shtar gerishin, not by ksuba. V'chein b'shtari mamon, the same thing would work. But according to Rabbi Lazar, eidei mesira, you know what he's saying? Shtar raya and shtar kinyan are very far apart from each other. Shtar Mesira, Eidim Mesira Karsi, means Shtari Kinyan Shon Elagamri Migedr Shtari Raya. The Aft in Shtar Raya Gidro Eidus Bechsav Midasa Meschayiv, but Shtar Kinyan is Sipur Hamaisa Bechsav Hanimsar Bevnei Eidim. You tell the story, Reuven lent money to Shimon, Reuven sold Shimon a piece of land. You sell the story, it was called Sipur Sviras Dvarim Ba'alma, it's using the Gemara's Lashon from Maseches Gittin, Sviras Dvarim, with witness by Eidei Mesira. So that is Rabbi Elazar. But again, very different than Rabbi Elazar would say, very different than Shtare Raya. So that is the Machloka between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. And one other final machlokas to chazer and to remind ourselves of is the machlokas between Baalei HaTosfos and the Ritva. And that is, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Elazar, right, according to both of them, let's focus on Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, would he allow Eidei Chasima? Would he allow Eidei Chasima or not? Right, we know that he is, Eidei Chasima is what he's known for. But would he also allow Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima? So that is a machlokas between Baalei HaTosfos and the Ritva. Baalei HaTosfos say here on Gittin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where that comes up. Halacha, first there's a machlokas we shown him, who we paskin like, and we paskin like the same thing across the board. The Gemara says there on Gittin Daf Dalet, Halacha Krabalazar Bishtar Begittin. Does that mean only Gittin? Tosfos here as a discussion. Mishud Damayri Halacha Begittin, Nakat Gittin. Aval Halacha Kamosu Afishar Shtaris. Afagav the kolam aray de la kamon savri krebalazar dafka begitin, but still he holds gomer afishar shtaris v'chulu. What Tosfos discusses that the first part of Tosfos, but then the second part of Tosfos is what's important for us now. Says Tosfos v'tzarech lomar l'rebalazar l'fichach tzarech lizar shiyu edei mesira b'shas desidas aget de inhu karsi de ilekasham edei mesira. Eina Magureshes, Afagab Diika Eide Chasima. Volo Mahani Eide Chasima, the Eide Chasima only help if the Eide Mesira died, and they could testify some of the what of Adidas Ayam that we would rely on the Eide Chasima, the Mistama, Behechsher Nase. Mistama, they were Eide Mesira. But Eide Mesira are crucial. That's Shita Sosis. Rabbi Lazar always requires Eide Mesira. There is no Bidi Eved, how it would work. That is Rabbi Tosfos Shita. Tosfos also says, just Derech Agav, at the end, Od Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, that even Rabbi Meir, who said, there needs to be Eide Chasima, he also would require Eide Mesira because of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim. And that's what Tosfos says. But let's focus on the first part of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rabbi Lazar, only Eidei Mesira. And let's say we hold like Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, Eidei Chasima are not good enough. That is against the Rif. Against the Rif in the end, there in the ninth parak of Maseches Gittin, the Rif says clearly, Elavadai, without getting into his svaris that he gave beforehand, Elavadai, kol hecha diika Eidei Chasima, lo beinan eide mesira. V'chalhei chadika eide mesira, lo beinan eide chasima, dibechad minayu sagi. That is his lashon explaining the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. And the Ron here goes through, we discussed this then, what is the svara for that? Why would you say that's good? Is he really saying there are two tracks? And really, he's Moditz Rabbi Meir, and as we just explained, the fundamental machlokas between them. So he's saying that really there's two different ways, Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima, or is it that Eide Mesira are Ki'ilu, there are Eide Chasima. The Ran has a lashon like that, which we're not going to get into totally right now. He says, Kiva Chish Eide Mal Iker Adavar, Tahavi Lu'u Eide Chasima Ke Eide Mesira. It's really kind of one track. But either way, this is an important machlokas between Baal Tosfos and the Rif about this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. A lot more there, but we will continue. So that's shot number two. What's the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The machlokas is about Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi. After there has been a psul, one of the krovim or psulim are found in the shtar. So number next kasha on them to reject this. Says the Gemara, V'homer Rabbi Abba, one second, even if you say Eide Mesira Eide Chasima, V'homer Rabbi Abba, but doesn't Rabbi Abba say, Modahari Rabbi Elazar, B'mezuya Pitochushu Pasal. Even Rabbi Elazar, who says Eide Mesira Karsi, agrees that if there is something within the shtar that is clearly wrong, that is pasul. Mizuyaf mitocho. Fine, no edim are okay, but problematic edim are not okay. So, this is mizuyaf mitocho. You have krovim or psulim there. So how does it work? So, pshat number three is just modified. Pshat number two is modified. We'll call it pshat number three. But Ella Amar Rebbe Avina Hakomodim Shim Kasuv Bo. If it was written in the shtar, who's kaknu le dusan shal edim and imse se dusan mizu yefes shu pasul kid Rebbe Abba. If there's mamish apostle in the edim, apostle in the edim, and there's a karvo apostle, then for sure it's wrong. It's mizu yebitocho. Even according to Rebbe Elazar, it's a problem, and nobody would say you could use the shtar. Lo nechluku ella b'shtar she'ein alav edim klal. The machlokas here between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel is a case where there are no edim. And that's the case. The Rebbe Savra Lok Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Eide Mesira Karsi, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Savra Lok Rebbe Meir, the Amar Eide Chasima Karsi. So it's the same machlokas at root, but we just modify that it's not a problem of Mizuyaf Mitocha. So the Gemara says, Viva Yisema, or Pshat number four. Pshat number four, Viva Yisema, Bimode Bishtar, Shekasvu, Tzarech Lekaimo Kamiflagi. We discussed this recently. What about a case? Maybe the case is Modi Bishtar Shakasvo. Okay, what does that mean? We know that Midar Raisa Ashtar talks, as we said. As Rish Lakish says, Eidim Achasumen al Ashtar, Kimi Shenechkara Eidusen Bebezdin. Right, that is on a Daraisa level. But Midar Abana, we have the Tzarech of Kiyim Shtaris. To be Mekayim the Shtar, to verify the Shtar through the witnesses, either the witnesses themselves, or other documents that have been verified, or other people talking about the verification of these witnesses. So you need Kiyim Shtaris. But, as the Gemara said earlier, what happens if the Love, if the Mischayiv agrees, or the Mocher agrees? Yes, I wrote that Shtar. But, dot, dot, dot. The second that he says, yes, that is a shtar that I wrote, that I agreed to, so do we stop his words and say, oh, it's a good shtar? Fine, you don't have to be mekayim it anymore. Even if you're about to give an explanation for, but I was onus, but I, you know, it was not paid up yet, whatever the shtar is, I didn't sell it. So the question is, modeh b'shtar shekasvu, if the love, if the mocher, if the mischayev agrees, so do you still have to require kiyum shtaris? That was the machlokas we mentioned earlier, and suggest the Gemara, that's the machlokas here between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Modeh b'shtar shekasvu, because here the mocher, let's say, is admitting that he wrote the shtar. So can the, does the one holding the shtar now, is he able to bring the shtar without being mekayim? So that's the machlokas. Rebbe says, if you're mode, if the mischayev is mode, then there's no tzarech to be mekayim, and therefore the shtar is automatically kosher. And that's what Rebbe means, nidon b'shtar. You can just bring the shtar, even if it's not mekuyam. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel savar, tzarech lekayim. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, you have to be mekayim it. Right? Why? What's the svara for having to be mekayimid? As the Rashbam explained in, what was the svara that the other person rejected? Why would you say Ein Tzarach L'Kayimo? This gets into the sugya of Pesha Asar. I'm the one that helps you, so if I'm the one that helps you, you have to keep listening to me. Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hitir, or Migu, if one might call it. Right? We discussed way back in the Ksubis, in the second parak, are those two in the same? Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether Pesha Asar is Migu, or Migu is a different type of power. So says the Gemara, that's the root of the machlokas here between Modi and Shachakasu. So again, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, or Shimon Gamliel and the Shita that said Sarach Lakaimo, we understand, because it's Pesha Asu, Pesha Hitir, that if there is, he is the one that you have to do Kiev Shtaris. You're the one that was Bekaimit, but you're saying there's a problem here, so we understand that. The Chiddush is the first Shita. Modi Bashar Shakasvu ain't Sarach Lakaimo. Why? Because that Shita rejects Pashus, the application of Pesha Asu, Pesha Hitir here, which you can't reject totally. We've always discussed, right? That's the Gemara in Ksubis Chavbeis, where the Gemara says that's a Svara. And the Svara is on the level of a Daraisa. So therefore, it's hard to reject that Svara. But you would reject it here, specifically. Why? Meaning, where would you apply the Mishnah there? A woman comes to a new city and says, hi, I'm divorced. So we trust her, because she could have just said she's single. She says, I was married and I'm divorced. Okay, we trust her. Right, that's fine. If we knew she was married, then she has to prove that she was divorced. But that case of Pesha Asar, so we would believe. But what about a case of... our case here. So this case, maybe we wouldn't believe. So very as far as given in the Rishonim, why Rebbe would reject it here. Why Rebbe would say, Ein Tzarach L'Kayimo. Says the Rashbam right here. Remember, what's the starting point? The starting point is that this is a shtar that's kosher midaraisa. The Rabbanan were machmir and added another tzarech. But once you knock out even a little bit that extra tzarech, then you go back to Me'ikar Adin. That you don't need Kiyam Shtaris. The Shtar stands on its own. So here too, once the Mischayiv says that it is a kosher Shtar, we go back to the Din D'Oraisa. I'm not rejecting Pesha Asar, but I'm just acknowledging that this is all a Chumro. We're not Choshe that people write falsified Shtars. Look at the bottom right of the Rashbam. The Rashbam here we have on both sides of the page, but here on the bottom right, Ein Tzarach L'Kayimo, Delo Dami L'Shar Dinim, Sha Pesha Asar Wa Pesha Hitir. Right, this isn't like the regular cases of Pesha Asar. Sha Filum Hayazem Ma'arer, Va'omer Lo Kasavtiv, Lo Hayilon Alach Shodizel Lo Keach Bekach. Even if he would have said, I didn't write it, we shouldn't believe him. Why? Shalom Nech Shadu Yisrael, Aso Shtaros Bezuyafim. But Israel aren't chashud, aren't suspect to write false shtaros. Ela shehichmiru chachamim lehitzarech kiyum hecha demari alei. The Rabbanan said, you know what? If there's an error, be mekayim it. But ki amar kesavtiyav. I did write it, so I'm going to go back to the chazaka that people don't write falsified shtaros, and therefore we're not going to believe you. And maybe you might have been mechalek. We had that earlier between Adim saying that and the Baal Din saying that. Remember the Mishnah in Ksubis in the second parak says, Adim say, yeah, we wrote the star, but we had a gun to our heads. So maybe there they would have the power because they were Adim. But maybe he wouldn't have the power. But either way, this is the Svara. Number two, the other pshat is that it's similar, but Rashi in Ksubis also says there's the power of the star. It's similar to what the Rashbam says here, but, you know, the power of the shtar, meaning why isn't the shtar ripped up? Why didn't the lova take the shtar back? If it's paid up, if there's a problem, if there's something, so then that there's a reyasa that he still has the shtar. A little bit different than the Rashbam. But either way, that is the svara for Ein Tzarach L'Kayimo, and that is pshat number four here. Of what is the machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Rebbe says, you could use the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Bechazaka. Bechazaka means, you cannot use the shtar. Again, cannot, not also, according to that. Says the Gemara, V'yayifchav shamin aluhu, but didn't we have exactly, we learned the opposite shitas of these tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, from the beginning of Meseches, Bava Metzia, Ashtayim, Adukin Beshtar. Two people are holding on to a shtar. Mal ve'omer sheliyu, v'nafo mimenu, mitzaso. Right, the Malveh says, yeah, it's my shtar, it has not been paid up yet, I dropped it, I lost it, and now it was on the ground, and now I'm grabbing it back. The Lova Amar, no, it dropped from me. Lova Amar Shelchahu, it was yours, but Uprat Avlecha, I paid you back. And then it fell from me. You gave me the shtar back, and I paid up, and now it fell from me. So, what is the halacha? If there's Shnayim Adukin Bishtar, says the Gemara, Yiskayim Ashtar B'chos Ba'Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, Bimekayim the shtaris. and the sounds like the Malva gets to collect the whole thing. Sounds like, right? You remember Kayim the Star. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Yachlok. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you split it. Vahavinun, but we ask there, could Rebbe really say, collect the whole thing? The last lay of the Rebbe, doesn't Rebbe hold up the first Mishnah in Maseches Bamitzvah? Haditznan. Shaim Oksin Batalis. Ze Omer Ani Mitzatiyah, Ve Ze Omer Ani Mitzatiyah. They each say, I found it, right? Ze Yishav Hashelo Bapachas Vichasiyah, Ve Ze Yishav Hashelo Bapachas Vichasiyah. Ve Yachloku. Each swear, remember the Gemara, the first daf, you know, why they make such an unusual language Shvuah, but they each swear that they don't have less than half and they split it. Because you don't want that to swear sheker. The Amar Ravas, therefore, had his Rebbe in the first case of Shnei Madukin Bishtar, not Shnei Madukin Batalas. How does he not say Achloku? The Amar Rav Nachman, to explain, Bimekuyam Devar Tukulei Alma Lo Pligad Yachloku. If it's a Shtar Mekuyam already, then everybody agrees automatically Yachloku there. Ki Pligi, the Machlokas between them is B'she'ena Mekuyam. The Machlokas is where it's not a Mekuyam Shtar, and it's not like we thought. Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds Mo de Bishar Shekasvu, Sarach Lakaimo. Rebbe holds if you have a Shtar that's Mekuyam already, then fine. But if it's not Mekuyam, but the Lovet just says that it was true, but you still have to Mekayim it. Vi Mekayim Le, Gavi Palga. Not the whole thing. And if he is Mekayim it, what Rebbe here means to say is that you're Gova half, not all, to fit into the first mission by Messiah. V'ilo, and if you're not Mekayim it, Chasa B'yamu. And if you're not Mekayim it, then it's nothing. So what do you see? Rebbe holds Sarach L'kayimu. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, Modem Shem Shekal, so ain't Sarach L'kayimu, V'yachloku. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't have to be Mekayim it, and therefore you automatically are Yachloku. Right? We don't say, you have to be Mekayim it in order for Yachloku. Question mark, so it's exactly against what we said here. According to the pshat of our machlokas, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, about Sarach L'kayim or not, the shittas are flipped in that discussion in Baba Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Eifach. Okay, maybe flip them, flip the shittas, and therefore it could fit into each other. So that's one easy answer. Or maybe not. Maybe don't flip them and give a different pshat of the machlokas here. Elahacha, here's number five. Last pshat, Bilavarer Kamiflagi. The machlokas is about levarer. If I say that I could clarify in a certain way, do we then say, okay, now you have to clarify in that way? If I didn't need to, I said A, B, I could prove it with A, B, and C. But I didn't need B and C. I could have just said A. But I said B and C. So does Bezdin then say, you said it? Okay, it's on your shoulders. You have to prove it. That's the machlokas. Sarach levarer or ain't sarach levarer. That is the machlokas here. But levarer, and this comes up in other contexts as well. Let's do it here first, and then we'll see if there's others. But sarach levarer, b'hal levarer kamiflagi. Ki other of Yisrael bar Yosef, like the following case, even before that, let's just explain, because the Gemara doesn't explicate it. According to Rebbe, you need the mishtar. What does Rebbe say here? You have to bring the shtar. Because you said there's a shtar, so you have to bring the shtar. Chazaka is not good enough. But Rav Shimon Gamliel here would sell af b'chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamliel would be the one that says, ain't sarach levarer. It's okay you said there's a shtar, but it doesn't matter. Right? You could just use the cheskes gimel shanim, that would be good enough. So according to this pshat, it would be af. Af b'chazaka, not only b'chazaka. Because all the other pshat are more about cases, there's something wrong with the shtar. But according to this final pshat, it would, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say he would be the makel one. He would say that even chazaka would be good enough. The Ritva here adds, and the Yad Ramah also, Ritva says, Ein Tzarach Levarer, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, even if they're in the city. What if we know where the Edom are, they're on the other side of town. So even so, one would not have to get them. One would not have to get them, says the Ritva. Moder Rebbe, Shinvira, Shtar, Ein Tzarach Levarer, Chazaka. Rebbe, when he said Edom Shtar, you don't have to bring Chazaz Gemal Shanim, right? Shtar is the key. Chazaka is only second best. So shtar, for sure, would be what we have to bring according to Rebbe. You wouldn't have to bring the chazaka. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, chazaka. And then the Ritva adds, Reb Shimon Gamliel, afilu yeshnam ba'ir, eino mitzuve levarum, ulavim lebezin. You don't have to. Ein sarach levarer. Just like if you didn't say a word, this would be good enough. So do, if you said a word, doesn't matter. Velo, and then he adds even a more mechudish statement. El afilu ba'u. What if the Edom came and contradicted? Ve'richishu. And they said, no, ne'eman. He still din. He still believed. Bedino shepara didoma ihu lo ramadaiti inu lo inu ihu ramadaiti inu lo ramadaiti. Sometimes things that affect you directly, you'll focus more on than if it doesn't affect you directly. So if he would be believed, and he says, then it is true. I paid up. So then you trust him. If you and he has chesed gemul shan or whatever it is, whatever the case is, even if the edim would be there as well, and even if the edim would contradict. Good. So where do we see this? Also, this issue of Levarer, Kihad Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Havi Masik Beizuzei, Berebi Abba. Rav Yitzchak Bar Zuzei was Masik Beizuzei. He was owed money by Rebbe Abba. And also the Kavi Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They came up Rav Yitzchak Nafcha for a Din Torah. Amar Praticha Befnei Ploni Aploni. He says, I paid up in front of Ploni Aploni, in front of those Edim. Amar Le Rav Yitzchak Yavo, Ploni Aploni V'yayidu. Rav Yitzchak says, okay, fine. That's those Edim, and they'll come. Minichayav Levarer. There was a star, right? And he said, I paid up. And he says, I paid up in front of such and such a witnesses. So he said, okay, bring those witnesses here. Let's see if they back you up. Even before we continue, how could one of the great Amoraim, not remember that he paid up? We're not talking about people who are fooling around here, right? If he paid up, didn't pay up, answer Yaakov M did right here. He's one line. Nira Beinai. Milve Alpehaisa, number one, it was a milve alpeh, it wasn't like a star where there's a whole sofer story and it, by the reader writing it and Adim. No, it was a milve alpeh. And that's why he didn't have to say anything. He could have just said, he didn't have to say, I paid up in front of Adim. He would have just said, I paid you, done deal. But he said, no, in front of Adim. But it must have been a milve alpeh. Verebi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Idi Detarid Begirse, Ishtali, Hadapari Rebi Abba. The suggestion is that Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, because he was tarred begirsei, he was always focused on his learning, he didn't remember. So that's an important line. Sometimes he was so involved, Gemara says that has that other places also. Sometimes the people who are so tarud, they're not going to be focused on what they're doing. Right? The Gemara has a Masechas Gittin in the beginning. Davav. Remember, there are some Rabbanim that don't recognize signatures. Why? The Gemara there says, Agav, they're tarud in their learning, and therefore they can't be trusted for recognizing signatures. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Or maybe more famously, the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos. Remember the Apikoros on Shabbos Peches. Shabbos Peches, after the Kavanah Makagigis and Asa Benishma, and that whole controversy with the Tosfos' question there in Shabbos Peches, the Gemara says there towards the bottom, Ahud Stuki, the Chazil Rava. There was a Stuki that saw Rava to come Ma'ayin Bishmaitza. He was being Ma'ayin, he was learning with all of his might. The Yasva Etzbasa, the Yadei Tutekara, and he was sitting on his fingers. He was sitting with his hands under his legs. The Kamayitz Behu, the Kamavavan Esbeidma. And he was like so intense, and he was sitting so taut, that he was sitting on his fingers, blood was coming out of his fingers. He was like so engrossed, he didn't realize what he was doing. So Stuki comes over to Rava and says, Rava, Amarle, Ama, Paziza, you hasty nation, Dekadmisu Pumaichu Luudnaichu, that put your mouth in front of your ears, right, Nasev and Nishma, Akati Pachazu Saichu Kadmaisu Bereshin, you're still doing that. You should have asked what it says in there. Not saying nase benishma, but this is what's the connection? The Mefarshim will talk about what's the connection between nase benishma. We don't think, we just do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rava was doing. But again, he wasn't focused on what was going on. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden here suggests also, that he wasn't focused on what was going on. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, so he didn't remember that it was paid up in front of the witnesses. But either way, Rabbi Yitzchak says, okay, go bring those witnesses. Omar le, ilo asu lo mehemna. What do you mean? If they don't come, I'm not going to be believed? What do you mean? Is I don't have to bring the Edim. So, if somebody's malve be'edim. You're right, but I don't. You didn't have to bring them, but once you mentioned it, so I hold like Mar, I hold like Rav. Meaning, Sarich Levarer. Right, and that's what Rebbe says in our case, right, Nida Mishtar. Sarich Levarer, once you say that there are, that you have a star. Omer Le, he answers back to him, Vaha Omer of Gidom Arav, Halakr of Kadivir of Shum Gamliel. But we all like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, right, who says, Chazaka, that you don't have to be mevarer. V'af Rebbe lo amar ela levarer. And also Rebbe only said levarer. What exactly does that line mean? Big discussion in the Rishonim. We're going to go with one pshat and our girsa. Even Rebbe only says levarer, but Rav Shmuel Gamliel doesn't hold of that. Right? Look at the top line. I'm sorry, let's just finish first. Amar le, he answers, ano nami levarer kamina. Yes, I know the issue is levarer. And I hold sarach levarer. Rashbam on top. Klomar karebi svirali. I hold like Rebbe. V'im lo bira dvar av hifsid. And if you are mevar, you're mafsid. V'chein pirish rabbeinu zakeni. Right? And also my grandfather, Rashi. Matzazi kaza perak zebora. Liba de Rebbe should sarach levarer. V'im lo hevi shtar hifsid. Right? You have to, once you say it, you have to, be mevarer. V'yalva bishalacha krebi mechadero. V'hamil salach krebi shimin. Ein shein sarach levar. And then he says at the end, v'yish lashon, he says maybe what is the psak ultimately, but in the story, he says, I hold like Rebbe, and therefore you have to be mevarer. Ultimately, the Rashbam says the psak is ein sarach levar. Okay, but that is at the end. Again, there are other ways to understand this Gemara. The Rashbam and others have different gersos, but, we'll leave it at that. Whether it's sarach levar, ein sarach levar. Interesting, the Chashu Gechemin here has a discussion where there was a caravan that was put, in a certain place in the city for a base medrash, and they were sitting there in the base medrash, and they were, had the base medrash. Then there was a fire, Rahman al-Islan, and everything was burned down. The Rav of this shtibol, so to speak, a few weeks later had a heart attack, maybe he was so distraught, and his children say that in the base medrash was a shtar from the Iriyah that said that they could have a base medrash there. And they were allowed to put the caravan there, v'chulu. And the Iriyah has no record of it. But they said, no, there was a shtar. So there is no shtar. So he gets into a little bit. Efsha Levarer, it was Roy Levarer. That's an interesting discussion that he has in the Chashuk Yechemed right here. Okay, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Misha Parabixas Chovo. Somebody pays up part of his loan. Right? Somebody owes 100, they pay up 50. Misha Parabixas Chovo. The Adrama here says it's clear that if the Lova only has part, the Malva has to accept. The Malva can't say, give me all or nothing. Right, it's clear, says the Adrama from here, that the Balkarcha of the Malva, that he has to accept Miksas Chovo. So Misha Bar Mik, not everybody agrees to that, but the Adrama says that's the Pashas of the Mishnah. Misha Bar Miksas Chovo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not going to force the Lova to hold on to a receipt, right, and the Malva is going to have the Shtar, and the receipt is going to say he paid half, he might lose it. So what you have to do is you have to rewrite a Shtar. Rewrite a new Shtar that he only owes him half, right, from the original date. So you can solve the kuchos. But Yachla, you have to switch the shtar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachlev Shover. Rabbi Yossi says, no, write a shover. It's fine. Give him a receipt. And it's his responsibility. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Nim says, Sarach Lios Shover. Ach Shover Menach Barim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what? Now he has to be in charge of guarding the shover. Omer Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Kach Yofelo. Velo Yerek Ochaj Jose. Yes. That's what's appropriate. The Love is somewhat Meshubit to the Malve. Evan Lovelish Malve, as Bez Hashem will see. So, therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, yes, he has to write a shofar, he has to guard the shofar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you switch the shtar. Interesting question. It sounds like the Nesivus assumes, in the beginning of Simon Nun Dalet, the Nesivus assumes that even if the Malve would say, he doesn't have a shtar there, right, or else you would, let's say, rip up the shtar. But let's say, even if he says there was a shtar that it was lost, he swears, so still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you still have to switch, they said there's no shtar. Right? He said, no, I swore I lost it, I'm never going to collect again. Still, he's not believed. He's not believed, and therefore, he wouldn't, and if he doesn't want a new shtar, he doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to pay unless he produces the shtar or he accepts to write a new shtar and to totally get rid of the earlier shtar. So says the Nesivus. I don't understand though. Says the Nesivus. V'dafkash maybe Edim shenisraf ashtar. Ubelo Edim eino gove. Right? Without Edim, let's start from the beginning. He did plukta bazet. V'ika the sphere laid to inkos vin shovar. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. V'davka shemevi Edim, shenisraf ashtar, ubelo Edim, eino gove. Without Edim, he wouldn't be able to collect anything if there's no shtar. Umao tamuali. The receivers here as a yisod. But it's very wondrous. Lama ye ashtar adif mimashkon. What if I swear I lost it. I swear it was lost. Then I'm able to collect my loan. I swear it was lost beones. Right? If I lost it, b'shi, I'm responsible. Hafilo nasan mashkon shegufa mamun v'malve toin sheneenas nishva v'gove chovo mishum de lo v'havi keni odeim praticha. Why, if I say something happened to the mashkon, I'm able to collect my loan still, but if I say something happened to the shtar, I'm unable to collect my loan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, says that nesivus is a big difference between mashkon and shtar. A mashkon doesn't create, it's not that there's a chiyuv only if I have the mashkon here. No, the mashkon is just a security. The shiny mashkon, she'eno notlo rak lezichron dvarim. V'gam mashkon ein dino rak apotik istam. U'apotik istam ein yalov yachol l'kubo l'salik oso, v'chulu v'chulu. So he says, by a mashkon, again, we're not getting into the kinyan mashkon now, that's sugya. But even without the mashkon, the chov exists. The mashkon is just a security on it. So even if I don't have a mashkon, still the chov exists and you'd have to pay. But, says the Nesivis, if there's no shtar, the chov doesn't exist. Avo b'shtar calls man shehu ba'en tachas yado, ein alo v'chayev l'shalem klal. So lo nasan lo ashtar, shehe chov ala malve, b'chzoras ashtar. Rach shlo v'chayev l'asvo l'shalem, rach b'chzoras ashtar. And therefore, it's as if the milve doesn't exist. That's the chiddush. So there's a big difference between a shtar and a mashkon in terms of the definition of the milve. That is one. There is another idea that's mentioned. The Avi Ezri of Shach writes in Hilchos Baba Velove, discussing this nesivus, he has a different answer. He says, Shebemashkon chal al halove, I'm sorry, where's there? Here it is. Shamashkon berega shepara halove sachov. By the mashkon, the second that the love pays up the chov, the mashkon goes back into his rishus anyway. It's like a bikadon. Kalecha di isa rishus of the mari isa. So that's why he can still pay, because look, I'm giving you back your mashkon, wherever it is. The mashkon is yours. And that's why he's chayav lefroa. Shebechol mikre hamashkon chazer elav, halachically. Aval shtar kol ocha shtar biyad amalve, yesh lo raya shalove lo para. V'lachein in chayav lefroa shiach lo shtar. Very different how the mashkon works and how the shtar works. Okay, let's just start the Gemara and then Hashem we will continue. Amar Rav Huna Marav, Ein Halacha Lok Rabbi Yehuda Lok Rabbi Yosi Ella. Rav Huna Rav says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to write a new shtar. And it sounds like, let's go with this pshat, and you could do that in front of an Adib. You don't need to do that in front of a Bezdin. And it's not like Rabbi Yosi, who says write a shofar Ella Bezdin. According to the Rashbam, it means that he fundamentally holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but not really. That you cannot do that in front of Edim, Ela Bezdin Makaron Ashtar, the Kosan Lo Shtar Acher, Mizman Rishon. And you write a new Shtar from the Zman Harishon. That is Rav Huna Amar Rav. Says, ask the Rashbam, how could Rav argue on the Mishnah? Rav says, Nalach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Says the Rashbam, fourth wide line, Rav Tana, who Palik? Rav Zatana! Right, Rav's on the border, he's allowed to argue. Major sugya. Says the Ritva right here. No, the Ritva says, Rav is not arguing. Rav is saying this is his Mesorah that he got from his Rebbeim, who were Tanaim. And therefore, that was his Mesorah. He has his Mesorah, and therefore he's allowed to argue. And he quotes another example of this from Avri Psachim, where it comes up that also Shmuel, I think Shmuel there argues. It's not like Shmuel's arguing on the Risha on the Tanaim, but it's just that he says this is the Mesorah that he got from his Rebbeim. This is the Daf right here, Daf Kuf Ayin, in the Kovet Shiurim, Tav Reish Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Chanan has his famous comment, or at least we've tried to make it famous. He's commented it, he mentioned it many, many times, where he discusses what he heard from Reb Chaim, that really fundamentally I'm allowed to argue on Tanoim. It's just that they wouldn't, not that they couldn't. Okay, Ben Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, Ben Hashem, based on the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Mamrim, Ben Hashem, we'll start with that on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here again. Today's shiur, response to the Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivka, Batya.